All right, guys, welcome back to Box Mining, and I don't think there's any better day than today to really discuss what's happening on the cryptocurrency news front. So back behind me, you see that countdown ticking down, and that's a countdown to the Bitcoin halving. It's happening in less than 1 week, and this is why almost everyone is super excited in crypto right now. Now, if you look at the price of Bitcoin, we're also seeing a lot of action. I mean, over the past week, you probably known that Bitcoin prices have shot up from literally 7,600 levels to right now 9,000 levels. And the funny thing about me doing these videos right now is that the prices can change so dramatically when we've seen these substantial changes happen, where I'm almost afraid of doing these videos too early. If I make it too early and take too long editing these videos, it's going to be irrelevant by the time it's released, so fingers crossed it doesn't happen. We're also going to look at a little bit of news today as well. Quite a lot of interesting stuff happening over the crypto cycle, and we're going to discuss it all today. So anyways, let's roll this intro and get started into this video. So let's start off with the crypto markets first of all. So over the past hour, it hasn't changed so much. We're still stuck at 0.2% movements, nothing much. Over the past 24 hours, we're up 4%. And over the past week, we've been rallying a total of 16% for the price of Bitcoin, which is pretty phenomenal if you ask me. It's moving quite a bit. Why? Because everyone's excited. Also, other coins are actually going up as well. So I think this is quite an interesting time because usually a lot of times when Bitcoin does rally, a lot of the altcoins don't follow, but this time, and in fact, a lot of times they actually drop in value too. This time they're also going up, maybe some not as strong as Bitcoin, but I see this as, like I've been saying, it's Bitcoin, the father of all coins, bring up the entire market. We're seeing halving everywhere, and I think you guys probably noticed one thing. So even on CoinGecko, you see on the top of page, 6 days, 17 hours, 51 minutes. And then on my website, it's 6 days, 21 hours, and 5 minutes. So exactly when is the halving going to happen? Well, actually, why the times are different is because it depends on how we estimate it. And sometimes it's just fluctuations in block times. Literally, Bitcoin operates on Bitcoin time, so it really only cares about how many blocks there are. And that's why the exact timing of the halving is still going to vary slightly depending on how we calculate it. But what we do know is that the time in terms of the block is consistent. So once we reach that block, the mining rewards are going to drop by half. And that's going to be throughout all of time until the next halving where it halves again. So less and less supply. I think the best description of why the halving is important is in relation to economic theory, where we talk about stock and flow ratios. The stock being how much Bitcoin there is in existence versus the flow of how much is kind of in circulation, how much is being traded. And by having less and less Bitcoin being mined per day, we're going to decrease that flow and, of course, increase the overall stock to flow ratio, which makes Bitcoin more valuable. I think that's the best way to describe it. And that's kind of the best, most trustworthy theories behind it. And obviously, over the next few days, we're going to see a lot of Bitcoin halving facts, information, and memes. I love this one here. 2012, first halving, $5 price of Bitcoin. Holy crap, $5, guys. But second halving, 2016, 453. And now at 2020, third halving is happening, $8,814 for the price of Bitcoin. So exciting times ahead. I definitely see a lot of excitement. Obviously, it can swing both ways. And this is why at this current time, I was telling you a little bit yesterday that I'm playing quite conservative here in terms of my trading amount. I'm not forcing opportunities that there isn't. Prepared up as well is that I have an interview with head trader Charles from Genesis Block that's being prepared as we speak. And I do ask him a lot about what he's seeing on the trading side of the Bitcoin halving, because he sees a lot of trade volume that is going through. And one spoiler I do tell you is that he's seeing a lot of trade volume for Tether. So Tether is a way of keeping a stable coin. And obviously, If there's trade volume, that means traders are actively looking to trade in this current situation. If you are a trader, you might also want to pay attention to this. Tether is announcing an integration with Algorand. So Algorand is a high-performance blockchain. They process almost 1,000 transactions per second with under 5-second block times. So in essence, in the future, if you send Tether on Algorand, it's going to appear literally like that. So instead of waiting for long transfer times, it's like sometimes on Omni, it took like literally 30 minutes. Right now with ERC-20, probably 5-6 minutes, but on Algorand, it'll be literally 5 seconds. This is not just for institutions and traders who want to have cheaper transfers of Tether, but more importantly, faster transfers. Because technically, you don't want to wait minutes when you can get something confirmed done in seconds, and you can look for additional opportunities, especially if there's kind of differences in markets, kind of inefficiencies in the market where you want to exploit. Switching gears a bit and talking about initial coin offerings. And this is a pretty big deal because we've been hearing about the Telegram TON token quite a bit, but we've also been hearing that they've had a little bit of trouble getting that launched. So officially right now, Telegram is offering refunds to investors of the TON token. So if you legit bought TON, which it wasn't public, it was private, let's be honest, and there were so many scammers trying to pretend to be TON. But regardless of that fact, if you bought TON, you have the opportunity to make and get a refund for whatever you invested. Interesting enough, though, Americans are actually excluded. So yeah, they won't let any of the American TON investors get refunded. And I'm actually also interested at what rate people got it at from. Because what I heard with TON was that because there was multiple sales and resales of contracts, that's kind of how OTC crypto markets work, it would be very unfortunate if you kind of only get refunded for the initial value of TON rather than what a lot of people might have paid for it. So this is probably one of the unfortunate circumstances where a lot of people will probably get screwed along the way too. And it's going to be interesting to follow up, especially because Telegram was meant to deploy the most ultimate network, almost rivaling Facebook Libra, to say. So anyways, I'll follow up on this, but it does look quite unfortunate for the investors involved with the TON token sale. I was also browsing Reddit today. Dr. Craig Wright popped up, and it turns out that, surprise, surprise, he copied several large sections of his PhD thesis. So there is a case that he might lose his doctor in Dr. Craig Wright. I love all the salty comments on r/cryptocurrency. Someone like Logical saying, "Do you mean to suggest that he has taken credit for the work he didn't do?" Oh my god. Anyways, regardless of whether you like or hate the guy, his court case with the Kleinman family estate is coming up rather soon. And we're going to have a final end to the saga of whether he knew Satoshi Nakamoto or he was part of the mining team for Satoshi Nakamoto. So that's definitely something to pay at least a little bit of attention to. And honestly, I just want to get rid of this. I mean, there's so many people claiming to be Satoshi, but at the end of the day, we know Satoshi was anonymous for a reason, and I'm glad he kept it that way. Next up, we got VeChain, MasterCard, and Alipay joined the Australia-China Supply Chain Consortium. Man, that's a mouthful. But what this basically means is that it's going to help payers improve that payment process. Because right now we do know that cross-border payments can take some time. And sometimes you actually can prove on a blockchain that you made particular invoices in time and you might need some financial credit. So with this consortium in play and by using blockchain as the holder of truth, then they can allow a lot of short-term loans to be issued with the confidence that a particular invoice or a particular product has also been shipped with tracking on the blockchain. So this is really much in line with the long-term adoption of enterprise use cases for blockchain, for providing verifiable truth on a blockchain. And finally, we're seeing a lot of that in play. And with that, guys, that wraps up today's video and the crypto news. Now, we have additional videos coming up for Ethereum 2.0, a really deep dive into what's happening with that huge upgrade to Ethereum. On top of this, on Friday, we have a general discussion, a live chat if you want to join us there. If you guys have any suggestions for what we should talk about next, make sure you leave a comment down below. And of course, make sure you smash up those likes as well. And guys, with this, I'll see you guys in the next video.